slim. At one in the morning, watching the lights flash in Manhattan, a sea of fire bridges, the Empire State Building. And you said something that I've never forgotten. Lean against railings, describing the colors and the smells of our homelands, acting like lovers. How did we get here to this point of living?
You Said Something by PJ Harvey. I'm Lauren. This is Pisces season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. I'm here with a guest.
Hey.
Hey. Who are you?
Who was that?
I don't know. I'm Jill. I also have a radio show. It's called Bean Tunes Radio.
Yeah.
Sundays at 3 p.m.
Yeah, you should listen if you haven't already. I was going to go, but then we decided my show is better at time, so.
What?
Got him.
We never said that.
You
went to a spin class.
Yeah, I was working out.
Let's be
real.
Sorry,
I'm getting ripped. Okay.
But only in your calves. I swear, people who spin a lot have, like, the craziest physique. Huge calves.
What would that be?
And I feel like your toe muscles get really, like, big.
Yeah. My forearms have gotten really strong, too.
Wait, why?
Because I'm, like,
what are you doing
holding, like, you do a lot of,
clenching the bike.
Like, clenching the bike. No, like, I don't even know how to explain it, but, like, there's just, like, a lot of, like, upper body stuff where you're, like, also, like, spinning, like, hell, and then, like, you're, like, holding on.
See, this is why I can't do
to
spin.
To the thing, and then, like, crunching with your arms, but then you're, like, also, like, moving different ways. I don't know. It's kind of a lot. I'm not gonna lie, like, I feel really bad whenever the instructor's, like, it's someone's first day today. Like, I say a prayer for that person because I'm like, they're in for the worst 45 minutes of their life. And like the other day, there was this instructor and there was this girl next to me she'd never been on a spin bike before, like not even like Peloton or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the instructor just went like insane, like psychotic. Like, I genuinely thought that he was gonna be like, yeah, my fiance broke it off with me, like, F him, blah blah blah, this is for him. Because of the way that he was acting during that class, I was like, oh my god, we might die. And this girl was like, I just felt so bad for her the entire time. There was no chance for her.
I felt so bad. I was just so good. I was so much better than her.
I know. It's just like there's no way to like catch up at that point whenever he's like screaming at you and then was like dancing on the bike and it's like like, this is not a workout class anymore. This is something else.
I'm done with these workout classes that make you slip and slide because you're so goddamn sweaty.
Yeah, someone needs to revolt against this, like, yoga revolution that's been, like, taking our house by storm. Because
we're the only ones on the side of reality here.
Like, so, like, I had, like, a wrist surgery, and I can't really ever put a ton of weight on my right wrist anymore. And so I understand that maybe yoga isn't my thing. However, there is, like, it is, like, oh, if you're not able-bodied completely and also okay with it being a million degrees and also, like, have, like, sweat glands that, like, somehow grip onto water instead of, like, slip off of it, like, you're not gonna enjoy this. Like, I mean, like, at least in spin, they're like, if you don't want to do it, you can just sit there and bike. Like, that, no one's judging you.
Yeah, I guess that's
in
true.
In yoga, the woman will come and push down on you and be like, no.
Or, like, she did that to you?
Or she just, like, will be like, no, you need to move like this, like that. And then, like, they're just like, go, go, go. And, like, absolutely, like, no.
Yeah, whatever happened to zen chill vibes?
I don't feel like it's zen chill vibes. It's like, if I'm not doing the workout, she's mad at me.
Yeah, it's low-key boot camp. I think that's a core power problem, though.
Yeah.
The, like, core power industrial complex. I actually feel like that place is so scary. The first time I went, I was like, oh, like, this is so nice. Because it looks so nice in there.
It's like a nice gym. And you're like, oh, this is a nice place where they do normal workouts.
No, but people Wrong. Who are there are scary.
Wrong.
Yeah.
And then I always feel this way with, like, spin instructors, because sometimes they'll get off the bike and, like, be like, okay, do this, do that. And I'm like, well, you're not doing it with us. Like, why would I do it? And then I get mad because I'm like, this is annoying. Like, if it's so easy, why don't you do it? But the thing is during yoga, the instructors almost, like, never do it. Like, they, like, literally will, like, walk around the room the entire time.
That's kinda true.
Do, like, one or two things. And then they're in the back of the room cranking up the heat higher. It's like, girl, I don't see you on this yoga mat. Like, get away from that dial, please. It's crazy. And they're talking about their lives and stuff. And it's like, you just came here to, like, look good. Like, there is no yoga being done by you. And that's, I try not to, like, resent the instructors, because I'm like, oh, you know, they probably, like, work out a lot too. And, like, they put time and effort into this class. But, like, every single time I've been to Core Power, I'm like, no, I hate her. Like, do it. If it's so easy, do it then.
Woman, like, hater. No, really. It's because they crank up the heat and they're so high, you have to be a misogynist. No, it literally makes you go crazy.
It's so hot, I'm a misogynist.
No, I feel like describing hot yoga to people who've, like, never experienced that or, like, don't know what that is crazy.
Yeah, because they're like, well, why would you go if it's, like, 90 degrees in the room? But then, like, people are like, oh, but it feels so good. But it's like, are you working out or are you just sweating? Like, yeah. I don't think it counts if you're just sweating a lot. Like, you're just losing all the water in your body.
Like, you get out and you feel, like, completely dry now.
We had a board meeting for Wimpo after one time I did Core Power, and it was like, it was nice. We got crepes afterwards, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know, I'm drinking water. I had a coffee. I had food. We were in the board meeting. No. I was having cold sweats. Like, I was literally, like, rocking back and forth. Like, when do I get to leave? When do I get to leave? I felt so dizzy. I was like, should I get behind the wheel and drive myself home right now? I do not know. And it felt so bad. And I was like, why did I go to that? Like, that was horrible. I don't understand how people can enjoy it. Because, like, that's what I'm getting out of this.
Yeah. Yeah, never again.
Yeah, that's all I'll say. No, no disrespect to the people that.
Yeah,
like,
no, but, like, if you do Core Power, like, I respect you a lot.
That was. Yeah.
Yoga's an art, okay.
Oh, okay. We're, like, waltzing into some suspicious territory right now.
Anyway.
So, do you have any thoughts about tonight's show?
Is this like, question number one?
Yeah, it's a million degrees, so I have to take off my sweatshirt. It's like actually so hot in here.
Thoughts about today's show are that this is the prime time. I feel honored to be here in like the most coveted hour of WMFO schedule time.
Well, you know, I don't even really want this slot that bad. I just
Which is crazy.
I just wanted it because everyone else did.
That's so evil.
Yeah, but it's not fun if it's not like a little bit evil.
Whoa.
Making the schedule is like having all the power. It's like I have to like do something a little evil.
I sort of feel like I have the best of both worlds because I don't have to make the schedule, but I get to tell everyone that like I my like roommate and bestie is the person who makes the schedule. So I'm like, yeah, like, you know, if you wanted a good slot, like I could put in a good word. Yeah. Never once have I put in a good word for anyone.
But bad words certainly, like any hate mail you've got. It's not a fair system. Just kidding, it totally is.
It's incredibly rigged.
Do your volunteer hours, and that's the way it's rigged, actually. The people that actually commit to the studio.
Turns out if you do the things that you need to do to get a show,
I kind of think it'd be funny if we like did a thing where we like didn't schedule people who didn't do 5 volunteer hours, and their schedule was literally just like 10 shows.
Yeah, except there would be like an armed riot. I feel like people care so much. People care so much about having 5 listeners plus 15 Russian bots listening to them at like 8 p.m. on Tuesday.
You guys, are you guys happy that Moscow was
listening?
You happy
now?
The AI bots know have your voice now.
Moscow is listening.
Wait, that's awesome. Moscow, how's it going?
Hey, what time is it over there?
It's late.
It's like, it's the morning, right?
I think it's like middle of the night. 6:13 a.m. Whoa, there's
so you're headed to your core power.
Yeah.
Hey,
except
Moscow.
For I don't think they have core power. They have like
core power.
Fight bear and wood.
Come on. Fight bear and wood. See, I would be down to do something because I just want to be outside. This is my problem.
Well, I'd be down to fight the bear.
Well, that just seems like it's better than like slipping and sliding in a small room with like sweaty Cambridge
with
people.
With all of your friends and like you're trying to do downward dog, but you keep sliding into the 30-year-old man behind you.
Also, you're like just
you're
stuck
sweaty,
in the like
I was like touch his sweaty gross hand. And you're like, do I say sorry? Like, it's so quiet in here.
Yeah, no, it's so awkward. It's so awkward. And you, like, make eye contact with these people, too. When you're, like, straddling your legs out.
You're not making eye contact with the bear when you're fighting him in the woods.
No. You wouldn't do that.
And he'd get the fresh air outside, at least.
And you're in Russia. How did we get
serve. I don't know. Moscow? Oh, the bots. Honestly, that's the first time I've ever admitted on air that like I do scheduling because I'm genuinely terrified of someone coming in here and fighting me. Like, it's like, you know, like towards 11 p.m. it gets a little spooky in here and like.
Well, at least I'm here too.
Yeah.
So.
No.
The two of us could definitely fight off.
Something.
Someone.
Of like. 50-year-old man or like a 20-year-old girl probably.
Yeah.
One or the other. They're
those
both
are
the same.
WMFO DJs are 50-year-old men and 20-year-old girls.
That's the only thing. Who has the better music though?
Honestly, it's not us.
Yeah.
I think about sometimes that like in the course of a day, like you're probably hearing the same song like 4 or 5 times.
I think about that a lot whenever I'm putting this playlist together. I'm like, yeah, it's probably the 8th time someone's played Naomi by Neutral Milk Hotel today.
Yeah, and because sometimes you really think you're cooking and then you like look back at what's been played that day.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute.
Well, the show after me, my sophomore year, I think it was, would openly, like, talk to me about what they were going to play, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, you played a lot of Beach House, so we played some. And I'm like, wait, so, you like, that's probably the- shouldn't do that. Yeah. Actually, not to say that I, like, got to it first, but, like, maybe don't do that.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny, because if you're, like, in the car, this is maybe not that funny.
I'm in the car, and all I hear is, like...
Yeah, but that would also require, like, circling around Medford, so, like...
Yeah.
If you're in the car circling around Medford listening to college radio for 2 hours, then you would hear the same song, or like multiple hours.
Your life.
Yeah, so that's your own fault, actually. So maybe we can play the same songs over and over again.
Yeah. One time I was driving home and I heard Hamilton, and it was 10 a.m. on a Thursday.
Ooh.
I texted and drove, I'm not going to lie. And because it was so important that I made a note that said 10 a.m. on Thursday sucks, because it did suck. I don't deserve a good... If you're playing Hamilton that early in the day, you don't deserve a slot.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I've never been into Hamilton. I tried.
Well, I was a musical theater kid, so I can't claim that same thing. Yeah. But, you know, at least I'm not playing it on the radio. Sorry, I'm cultured.
Whoa, Hamilton?
Lin-Manuel Miranda's voice, like, in the back of everything. It's so specific.
Cultured? Which one of us has a boyfriend who tried kimchi for the first time last week?
He's in his kimchi era, guys.
Wait, kimchi core is, like...
Okay, little backstory. Like, a week ago, I was making fried rice for breakfast, and I was like, oh, do you want kimchi? And my boyfriend was like, no.
Wait, that was kind of cute, the way you just said kimchi.
Kimchi. And he was like, no. And I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, that's an unexpected response.
Yeah, because like, what? And I was like, well, have you ever had it? And he was like, no, actually. And I was like, okay, we'll try it and then tell me. And he's like, oh, wait, yeah, put that in. And then today I was making, like, that was like a week ago. Today I was making eggs. He was like, can I have some kimchi in my eggs? And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, cool. I'm in my kimchi era. All right. That's enough. That is like... Kimchi era is insane coming from a man.
Sorry, it's crazy. I'm just imagining like my ancestors rolling in their graves. It's just crazy. Kimchi era?
Kimchi era is crazy.
Yeah.
That's not right. That was never meant to be said. That is insane. But he's in his kimchi era.
Yeah, no, it's kind of cute. I feel like that kind of sounds like a band name.
Kimchi era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like kimchi, yeah.
Yeah, they're like one of the bands opening for Taylor Swift or something on her random ass tour.
Yeah, true. Speaking of openers for Taylor Swift, did you know that Sabrina Carpenter
is dating Barry
Keoghan?
And she was like singing very explicit things about him while he was in the audience, and he was like giggling and laughing. Yeah.
Those
disgusting.
Are two people that I... No.
Wait, you know what? He left his wife and newborn kid. He's like 40 years old. He
looks like a babe, though. He's like kind of like... He has a youthful glow to him.
Yeah.
I'm just obsessed with him.
It's a freaky look to him.
Like, he's a freakish dwarf.
Oh, he's 31. But he has a kid.
Yeah. No, I heard all the drama.
Yeah, he like divorced her. I don't understand this, like, divorcing people and they get famous. Like, how is Ariana Grande doing this to everyone? I don't understand. What is she doing?
It's her effect.
Also, her being like, but that's not very feminist. Like, girl... Oh my god. In 2020, Keoghan was diagnosed with ADHD. He's just like me. He's so real. Oh my god.
Wait, that actually explains everything. It's totally fine that he cheated on his wife and the mother of his children. He literally has ADHD. He can't even control it.
Wow. That's crazy. They just like split up. Because he's famous. It's because he can't focus on one woman at a time.
Yeah.
He has ADHD. He's so freaky looking.
No, I think he has a beautiful face. And I'm going to stand by that. Because when I saw him in Saltburn, I was like, oh, someone's calling.
Oh, man.
That's scary. It's going to be someone who's like, hey, I'm listening to your show. Can you play this local band? They kind of suck. Sorry. If you're someone who calls into the radio, we love you. We do love you.
Play this really bad song. Okay, should I play his song while I answer it?
Yeah, I put some songs on that I thought you would maybe like. And, like, I don't know if you know any of these songs.
Wait, I'm going to hit shuffle and see what happens.
Okay, well, okay. It's going to play your song, I bet.
Okay, we'll see.
Oh, let's go.
And, okay.
Plants move, but I could not believe it. To me and Hannah Hunt saw crawling vines and weeping willows as we made away from Providence to Phoenix. A man of faith said hidden eyes could see what I was thinking. I just smiled and told him that was only true of Hannah, and we glided on through Waverly and Lincoln. Our days were long, nights no longer count the seconds, watching the hours. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time. There's no future, there's no answer. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time.
Yes.
That was The Window by Pencil, and before that was Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend. We got a request to play Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd, but
we're choosing to ignore.
For obvious reasons, we will not be doing that. Thanks for your suggestion, caller.
For everyone
caller.
Who wants to be on air right now, all we have to say is get your own show.
Yeah, this is my hour, so...
Yeah.
Find your own time?
Yeah.
All I have to say. So it's the half hour, and Jill's prepared something extra special for us today, for our PSA. If you want to...
Should I just get right into it?
Take it away.
You've heard of Little Miss Sunshine. Now get ready for Little Miss Information? This Thursday, March 7th at 10 p.m., Cheap Socks Improv presents Misinformation. Come down to Breaker 001 for a night of super silly, improvised fun. The event is for tough students only. Here's a fun fact.
Oh, my mom's going.
This is so cruel to make me read this because I literally was just telling you how hard it is for me to read out loud. Here's a fun fact.
Wait, turn it around. No.
I have to deliver this line. Here's a fun fact. Jumbo the Elephant was in fact just a dog in a suit. Did you know Cheap Socks is Tufts' oldest improv comedy group, founded in 1986? Surprisingly, there are multiple improv comedy groups at Tufts, and Cheap Socks is one of them. They're pretty funny and usually have musical accompaniment. They also have pretty sick pink uniforms. Check them out at Tufts Cheap Socks on Instagram. This has been a public service message from Cheap Socks Improv and WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Was there any part in there about the dog suit thing being misinformation, or are we misinforming people?
Well, that's the whole joke.
You gotta decide for yourself. If we're misinforming you or not.
That's pretty funny that they came up with that. I know they are a comedy group, but like, I'm consistently surprised.
they're funny. Funny.
Yeah, like they're pretty funny.
I mean, like it's surprising, but yeah. They are.
Misinformation is that's good. That's pretty good.
Information. Yeah, I have some questions for you. Are you looking at them? Don't look at them.
No, I'm not looking at them.
No, don't look at
them.
I would never. Don't look at them. So a few of them are like discussion based, and then a few of them are like worst case scenarios.
Oh, God.
So which one do you want to like? What's your vibe?
I guess worst case scenario. I don't know. You gave me like two bad options. Worst case scenario.
Or you have to like think about something. Yeah, let's go worst case scenario.
Okay.
So this first one is, so for the rest of your life, you have to eat at one fast food restaurant. You just have to. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But you only get to choose three, or you only get to choose out of these three places. So,
Oh my god.
So, which one would you choose and why? So, number one, we have Captain D's.
Bro, I don't know what that is.
The fish restaurant. The fast food fish restaurant.
Weren't we just talking about Filet-O-Fish?
Yeah, it's like Filet-O-Fish for the rest of your life. Arby's. They have the meats.
Well, they have the meats.
Or Little Caesars.
Come on, Lauren.
No, you only get one.
Whatever I say is going to be, like, gross and smelly. Like, I feel like anyone who's listening,
lose your job.
Everyone's like, I don't know what happened. I, like, was listening to the show, and then all of a sudden, like, every time I saw her, she was just so smelly. Like, I feel like when you have these...
So greasy.
Captain D's.
Yeah, the like fried fish stick restaurant.
Arby's, we have the meats.
The roast beef.
Little Caesars, pizza.
Pizza.
Oh God, Lauren, this is like the worst question. I feel like I would have to, like, the logical answer is like Captain D's, because like fish. It's probably better than like eating the We Have the Meats or the pizza. So, I should probably say the fish, but I feel like in terms of like life enjoyment.
They have that trademarked.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go with Little Caesars.
Interesting.
And the reason why is because out of like the when I'm thinking about like the actual smell of the three, like I'm imagining a piece of fried fish,
a piece of the meats,
and a piece of pizza, and I
pizza. Also, it's cute and orange.
Yeah, no, I kind of really like. I actually haven't had Little Caesars since like tennis camp in like fifth grade.
Throwback to whenever they were like, we're having a pizza party, and they bring the pizza lit. And it was Little Caesars,
and like in the background there's like that Sia song, Chandelier, playing.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
honestly, that wouldn't be a miserable.
I think
existence.
That's a good pick. I think if I just like if fast food fish was like something that was actually acceptable to eat, maybe. But then it's all like fried. Like that sounds horrible.
Yeah, and what fish is it?
Wild caught salmon. There's no way they're serving you actual salmon in a drive through.
Yeah, I heard this thing about how like most fish that you buy at the supermarket, or a lot of fish that you buy and think is a certain type of fish, is actually just like not that fish at all.
Cool.
Especially at sushi places, which is like even cooler.
Oh, well, that kind of scares me. What am I eating?
Well, you're eating fish.
Oh man, I totally could not choose Captain D's. Wait, controversial, but it might have to be Arby's. If I didn't have
they do have the meats.
If I didn't have the celiac disease thing, like I don't know. They have really good curly fries, I will say.
Oh, that's definitely a pro for Arby's.
But the roast beef is like a really tough situation.
Roast beef is so smelly to me.
Came up with that. Yeah. Why did they? This is, looks disgusting. Like, if you guys no, love Arby's, like all power to you. However, this is like the craziest sandwich I've ever seen in my life, and just a pile of meat on a bun. But like, all power to you if that's like what you're into, I guess.
Pile of meat on a bun.
They have the meats. They did not lie.
That's a pretty awesome slogan, though.
It's crazy. That's a crazy thing to commit yourself to. They have the meats. Discussion question. What do you think is like the worst fashion trend that you've seen recently?
Oh.
Something that you just think is like horrific.
I feel like I haven't seen anything that horrific recently, but I don't. Okay. The thing that I really don't like is like people who wear. Okay, actually, I don't have a fashion trend. Okay, I literally had a dream that, like, there's a girl, I think, on TikTok who, like, asked this question to people on the street, and I had a dream that she came up to me and asked, and can't remember what I said. But I actually don't think I have a least favorite fashion trend. Because
interesting.
At least when people do something really atrocious, it's like you're doing something.
Yeah.
I would say my least favorite fashion trend is when people have...
No fashion at all. I will say I'm getting pretty sick and tired of the like Aritzia basic look. Like,
oh,
I'm really Aritzia. No, like so am I. But like,
yeah.
The like very basic look. Okay. Of it gives nothing.
Yeah, I guess I have three answers to that question then. Leather pants. Why do you want your legs to look like that?
What? Like, a sausage.
Also, swags. And then...
Sweaty legs.
Corseted tops.
Yeah.
With the leather pants and the swags. And then, low-key, the slip dress. I love a slip dress for myself, but I feel like every dress these days is a slip dress. Like, what...
Yeah.
Whatever happened to dresses that have any sort of form at all?
Yeah. Wait, can I be honest? Something that I've been really hating recently, and I feel like since it's been Fashion Week, we've been seeing a lot more from them, is that brand. I think it's... I don't know how you pronounce it. Ghani or Ghani?
Ghani.
Yeah. I really hate that brand. Like, the sweater vest, like, the neon sweater vest with, like, the prints. Like, I think that they've made, like, a few cute things. However, overall, it's just giving, like... 2020 fashion, but like Shein, but expensive.
Well, I just want to say it's really brave that you've said that.
Yeah, because that everyone's like eating them up right now, and I just do not like that brand. And it's overpriced, and I just like I resent the like it's the trying to make the 2020 fashion of like super bright colors and like the cow leopard print. Yeah, like that's not coming back. Leave it. We don't want it anymore. I don't want it. I hate that, actually.
Yeah, that's a great take.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty bad look, in my opinion.
Agreed. So brave of you to say.
Well, it's like someone had to say it. Oh, and those Acme scarves. The huge ones.
Mm-hmm.
Put them away. We've all
First of all, if you take a little stroll down Brick Lane.
Yeah.
In London town.
London.
You can get one for 99 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
A fiver, if you will. You could get one for real cheap.
Yeah.
But we're like, at Camden Market.
Yeah. So, like, why are you paying that much money for a scarf?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to need them in, like, 10 years anyway. It's going to be too hot. We're not going to have winter anymore.
Yeah, but people have to do the balaclava trend.
Oh, my God. Come on, guys.
Come on. It's not that cold. Real.
It's, like, 50 degrees outside. You don't need to balaclava your head. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just be honest. Yeah, I've been hating... I mean, you know, I was really, like, loving the Copenhagen girl look, and now I'm starting to hate it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a revelation.
Yeah.
And so brave to say, once again. Yeah. This is hater hour.
Yeah, I hate everything. Okay, what's your favorite thing, fashion trend right now?
Oh! Well, okay, actually, it's corpcore.
Corp?
Corporate core.
Oh, okay.
Not to be confused with Office Siren, which I think is like shot cool. Sure, like you can, if you can pull that off and like look like Bayonetta, like yeah, let's sure. Like, sure. I love to see it, but what I really like to see is like a completely gray outfit in different gray tones.
Yeah,
I think that's like, I think it's so awesome.
Yeah. No, I agree. I like the colored shirt coming back in every kind of form.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a good outfit whenever Nate's like, oh, you look like you're like going into like an office today. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was my intention.
That's how I wanted to look. So yeah.
As it becomes more and more of a like reality that I might just be like sitting at a desk all next year.
Yeah.
Just like... day in, day out.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's kind of nice that people are, like, hey, like, maybe you have a 9-to-5 that is, like, sucking your life out of you.
But you look cute.
But, like, look at how cute you are.
Yeah, exactly. We're putting, like, fun into...
And look at your little shoes, yeah.
You kind of get to pretend you're, like, Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
But, like, you're just, like, working at, like, Aflac or something.
Or Epic. I swear to God, everyone is getting these jobs at Epic, and what...
They're going off. It's literally like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, except for they're not coming back.
Yeah.
Or they're coming back permanently changed.
Or they're coming up back as like a big blueberry
or
something.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. They're not going to be normal again. It's crazy. Those people are like working day and night.
Yeah, that's
scary. It's kind of scary.
I feel like this is like the best time for me to be like recruited to some sort of crazy pyramid
scheme. It's low-key a cult. Like, I mean, Epic's like... Low-key, if they fail, we're failing. Like
Epic, love your work.
Like, we'll have no more medical records. And then what? We don't have them written down anywhere. Like, absolutely not. They're all in that, their huge database in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, that, like...
Yeah. They know a lot about me.
But isn't
me.
That scary? Like, it's a little bit scary.
Yeah.
It is, like, an empire, kind of. Like, it's they have everything.
Hilarious how, like, there's a record of me of having rhymes with... Bemroids in some storage unit in Wisconsin.
And like all of that. No, totally.
Yeah,
like,
no,
every
have,
bad thing that I've ever had, which it gets there.
Yeah.
It really goes the extra mile. And you know what? One of our like random classmates is gonna have
stumble
access
upon
to
my
it.
File.
Like, and in his like his treehouse conference room. If you haven't ever looked up Epic Campus, it sounds like, oh, like, you look up Epic Campus, it's going to bring up, like, a really cool picture. No, it won't. It'll bring up Epic, like, the Epic Systems campus
guys,
in Wisconsin.
Watch me in 2 months be like, hey, headed off to the Epic Campus.
It's crazy. The New York Times did an article about it, and it's just... It's
wow, this is, like, a whole thing. This is, like, a...
It's a
cultural phenomenon.
Really, it's kind of a scary place. But they overwork you, and, like, it's kind of, like, hellish to work there, but you know, you it looks really cool.
Yeah.
So how can you be unhappy when you're in cool place?
Also, like, your work is epic. You
get to be like, oh, epic.
Yeah, I work.
Every time you do something, you're like, oh, epic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think
that
so.
Makes everything okay in the end, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, getting paid like under minimum wage.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But it's epic. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm finding out that for the first few years of my career, after putting myself into hundreds of dollars in debt, I will be making less than minimum wage.
America's future doctor.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Would you want someone who's been up for 24 hours making $14 an hour, like, delivering your child? Be honest.
Or, like, missing your veins every
80-hour yeah. work week, like, intubating you. Do you think that you mm-hmm. you want that, right? Yeah. Like, that's what we want.
But it's kind of, like, it's super Grey's Anatomy coded, because, they you know, they get no sleep and, like,
yeah. Except for, like,
they're having fun.
Whenever they, like, kill people by accident.
Whoopsies.
It's a crazy way to have a system, but you know, like everything in America, why would that make sense?
Yeah,
I saw a commercial for a pizza, but it was called a I don't even want to say it because it sounds
pizza,
like
pizza.
No, it sounds like the word that they named it literally like sounded like it could be like some like it not good word basically.
Oh, no.
I don't know, like I don't
oh no, what are you gonna say, Lauren?
I just think no. But it was like it was a piece of chicken, but like a really big piece of chicken shaped like a pizza.
Pizza then, chicken.
Kind of, yeah.
Is that what it was called?
But it was like no, it was something I don't even want to try because it's gonna come out wrong.
Oh, no,
and like I
no.
don't I remember watching the commercial, I was like, that doesn't sound like a thing you should name like pizza or whatever.
Oh, God.
But no, it was just like maybe we didn't need to call it, like, we didn't need to make a name for it, I think.
Yeah.
But it was a big slab of chicken that was, like, shaped like a pizza dough and then marinara and mozzarella what and pepperoni on top. And it was, like, chicken pizza. Instead of crust, we have fried chicken. Like, we're gonna die.
No way. That's
we're
a real thing.
We're gonna die. Like,
that's crazy.
That's why America is so messed up.
I can't even, like, my brain can't even process what that would taste like.
What does, like, how does that...
Chicken crust...
It was really gross. It looked really gross. It
they
was
made a
KFC
chicken into a pizza.
Thing.
Huh.
You never believe they did surgery on a grape. Do you think 9 plus 10 equals 21 is funny? What's 9 plus 10? 21?
Yeah. That was really good. Wait a minute. Wait, that was really good. I think... Okay, I actually had this conversation the other day. I was walking to Dish, and there was a little piece of paper on the ground, and it had a picture of Barack Obama on it. And my friend who was next to me...
Michelle.
let me be clear.
let me... I can't do it. Anyway, there was a picture of a rock on the ground.
And the person next to me was like...
A rock on the ground.
You know what? I can always appreciate, like, a random XD. And I think that's kind of... I think that's kind of, like, where 9 plus 10 equals
yeah.
21
yeah.
is in my head. Like, that's it's kind of
yeah.
random. And it,
yeah.
it's, like, it's so random when you hear it.
Yeah. No, Steve Osher and I were talking about, like, the two things that have remained funny from that, like, Vine era, basically.
Surely that's not one of two.
Well, it was his two standouts.
Oh,
it was the...
What else?
9 plus 10. 21. And then, my name's Jeff.
Like, oh. My name's Jeff.
Like, okay, that stayed funny.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That did.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, like, there's just no way that you can, like, deliver it that's, like, the way that Channing Tatum does in that movie. And
yeah. It's like he had
a little man
inside of him.
His name was Jeff.
Yeah exactly.
Yeah, no, but that was like that was funny, and I feel like we shouldn't lie to ourselves and be like, ah, that's not funny anymore.
No, I've never lied to myself about that.
That's
I feel like I've
funny.
Always I've always had to see the thing about me is I have to laugh.
Someone's gonna laugh
in,
I will, even if it's completely inappropriate,
even in the worst situations possible,
I will be laughing.
And I have to laugh.
Yeah. Except for I'm not joking. I laugh in, like, extremely inappropriate situations.
No, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've both been there.
Yeah. It's really awkward when, like, everyone's like, oh, no. And you're like, ha-ha. Ha-ha.
Tee-hee.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking around.
Who's over there?
Well, it's just kind of awkward because we have the mics in front of us. So making eye contact, I'm like looking through the mics.
Yeah, we're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little awk. Got anything else?
What's the worst kind of haircut, like, that you've seen?
Oh, that people have?
Yeah.
Okay, so my biggest fear for my own hair has mm-hmm. been haircuts that look like a dude's hair that just, like, grew out too long.
Oh, and that's not what I have.
No, that's not what you have, because yours has a cute little shape. But my particular hair texture, it's mm-hmm. like, I look like, it has, like, a sort of, like, anime character to it. Like, you know, mm-hmm. not just because I am uh-huh. Asian. But, like, sometimes it just sticks out in funny places. And you know how, like, anime hair, like, goes in all different yeah. directions?
Because your hair is really straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the guy bob, like, when guys have bobs, but mm-hmm. they don't have any layers, no bangs, nothing. It's just a bob.
An F-A-B. Yeah.
Yeah, an F-A-B. I think that's one of my worst fears. I've been, like, skirting into that territory sometimes, but
well, see, the thing is, you're towing the line, which is camp.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I've been having some pretty bad haircuts recently, and all I can do is hope and pray that by graduation I look like a real girl. But right now it's not looking like that.
Yeah, low key. Well, I overheard you having a conversation last semester that was like, long hair is choogy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I really like my short hair. I really do. But then I'm like, there's something about, like, having hair that is not... Like, I think it's just the commitment of, like, well, this is going to be my life for another year. Mm-hmm. And I just did that. And mm-hmm. I already got it to, like, my ears. Like, yeah. I don't want to, like, start all over again.
Yeah.
But I don't regret cutting my hair ever. I just... I'm getting scared again, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
I had, like, a pretty bad haircut at the beginning of the summer. It was just too short. And I looked like a boy. Not that there's anything wrong with that, except for, like, that's so not the look I was going for. And I just looked... like, I got a boy haircut. It wasn't, like, mm-hmm. a girl haircut that's short. Yeah. It was a boy haircut fully.
Oh, no.
That was pretty dark.
I can't even remember, so if that makes you feel any better.
Thank you. Thank you. Any dream closet items?
A lot of these are clothes-based, which I really like.
I was just looking at people's outfits on the way home, and I was like,
Judging.
just kidding.
I'm judging. Well, I've been wanting a pair... I'm not a jeans girl.
Yeah.
I really don't wear jeans, but I do want a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
I think it's because I've been watching The Bachelor, and they all have these jeans. And
yeah. Where are people getting good jeans? Yeah. I'm not joking. Like, tell me.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, where are you guys getting your jeans?
I think everyone who's wearing a pair of jeans that fits well is, like, they have something that I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And the issue is that, like, being short, it's, like, actually impossible to find jeans that mm-hmm. fit you normally, because they're always going to be too big in the waist or too long.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... yeah, I have time to go get my jeans hemmed, but in all honesty, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So, then you're stuck.
Then you're stuck with the foldy fold.
Really bad fitting jeans, mm-hmm. and that's not what I want anymore.
Yeah. So, a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
I would say.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
If we're, like, talking dream, like, no budget.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I wake up and I think about the tabby kitten heel shoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like every day.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm like obsessed with them.
You should get them someday.
Yeah, when I have $800 to spare on them, I will.
on a pair of shoes, yeah.
Well, that's what women should be allowed to do.
Yeah. It's only a girl's right.
It's a... low-key, it is a girl's right. Why aren't we allowing women to have $800 shoes again? Huh?
Yeah. Whatever happened to that?
This is Biden's America.
Joe Byron's America.
Who? Obama. Sorry.
Okay, Obama will always be funny. Obama has remained funny.
He actually said that?
Well, he said Obama.
Trump said that, though? That was real?
Yeah, that was real.
Oh. Well, yeah. like Biden never said soda. He said Minnesota.
But he did say soda. Like, soda. If you really think about it, he did say soda.
Yeah, I guess he did. Why was he so excited about it?
Because he was gonna win in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And also, soda! Yeah. I don't have a Joe Biden impression. I wish I did. I feel like he would be a pretty funny person. Do you have a dream impression that you'd like to have?
Oh.
Like, if you could just magically wake up one day and, like, be able to do a perfect impression of one person.
Oh, I feel like it'd be some, like, it would be, like, a comedian. Like, a random...
Yeah.
But, like, who has, like... I don't know. I mean, I know my Obama impression's pretty good already, but, like, if I could...
Well, it's perfect.
If I could really nail that one, that would be huge for me.
Yeah.
I think everyone would go crazy about that.
Imagine if you did a whole radio show as Obama, and people...
Wait, I, like, switched my voice, like, back and forth, and I was like, so, Obama, how are you doing tonight? Good.
Fantastic.
Let me be clear.
I like how the only thing we can do is let me be clear. Because when did he ever say that?
Michelle. Michelle. I remember the first time I put that out in front of you. It was just like, we were like driving randomly. And I like, I don't know why, but I like did it. And it took you like a minute to catch on what I just did. And then a minute later, you were like... bent over, like, hitting my car dashboard, like, crying.
Because when it hits, it hits.
Yeah, because, like, at first glance, you're not going to be like, oh, yeah, that was Obama. You're like,
yeah, you're
why'd she just say Michelle?
That sounded kind of familiar. I can't really put my finger on where that was from, but it sounds kind of familiar.
And then it happens, it clicks, and you're like, oh, duh.
You're like, oh, let me be clear. Yeah. Yeah, like, exactly. You're like,
No one does that, though. Like, there's no one else I can think about that, like, is constantly, like, Like, well, Joe Biden doesn't do anything except for, like...
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah, no, I don't think I have anything.
No, I was just gonna make some, like, joke about him being old.
Dementia.
Where am I?
Where am I? Oh, God.
We're so doomed.
Yeah.
Like, really, really doomed.
We're dunking on him right now. We're cooking. Oh, my God. They cooked Joe Biden. Yeah. Successful night at WFO. Ha, ha, ha.
She's like dying in the corner about something that's incredibly not.
Oh,
funny.
Kamala.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has an amazing laugh.
Just like, what?
She said, "Do not come. Stay home."
She's like, someone's like, "What's her some horrific statistic?" And she's like, "Ha ha ha." What?
That doesn't What's sound funny? Like her laugh.
No, but it's so nasally. Yeah, yeah. Her laugh is like.
Yeah, I guess it is. I feel it. Yeah. Yeah. It was a good effort, though.
There's something.
Clearly, Kamala needs some work.
Yeah, no, I'm workshopping that one. But they're clearly giving something to her.
No.
They both act crazy.
They're just happy. They're just happy.
Yeah.
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 Someone's probably like waiting to come in, waiting for us to stop talking, doing like Kamala Harris impressions. This is how low it gets.
Yeah.
Genuinely. I guess I'll play like a second of a song to play this out, right?
Hoopla.
Like,
yeah.
Hoopla.
Hoopla.
That was not the song, guys. I know it was probably
confusing. It sounded musical, yeah.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. This has been Pisces season. I'm Lauren.
I'm Jill.
And I hope you have a great night. Thanks for tuning in.